Well, let's rip into the sale program. Race number one is a Filly's Maiden over 1,005 metres. Main chances in the market fixed. Six Miss Dynamic at 240, 270 for the three Done By Me. Five in Zaghi at 7. Eight Truth Serum at 8. One Amarula Queen at 11. Then we're out to the four Gisella's Crown at 14. Rounded out with seven Rusky at $14. Warren, you can kick us off with your look at the opening race at sale.
Well, we'll learn a lot about the majority of these horses, but I'm far away from the market here. I liked a recent jump out of the Darren Weir trained filly in Amarella Queen. She was asked to do a bit, but she was strong through the line, ran reasonable time for the morning. Darren Weir doesn't often take horses to sale, but when he does, they generally run well. I'm going to go with one ahead of four, Gisella's Crown, who in a relatively modest split time for a jump out recently, I thought she quickened down nicely at the end of it and can take advantage of that inside draw. Didn't mind a recent jump out for number eight, Truth Serum, and a jump out at Sandown recently for the now favourite, Miss Dynamic, looked okay to me. I've got her in as next best, but the market's suggesting I may have underestimated her. 1, 4, 8 and 6.
1, 4, 8 and 6 from Warren. Dean, what do you like here?
Riley, I'm with Amarula Queen also. I thought it was a really good jump out at Burrumbeaton and it had a solid hit out, so we got to see what she can do, and I think what she did was pretty solid, and I think she'll run well. I think Done By Me is short enough off her debut placing in Adelaide. She was okay. She might be better for that experience, and at least she does have race experience. Truth Serum, I thought, was a good trial recently at Caulfield, can run well, and Gisella's Crown, likewise, I thought could run well. I hadn't factored in Miss Dynamic off at Sandown jump out, but the market's really loving her, and even Inzaghi can improve back to 1,000 metres here. It's a really competitive race, but one looks a bit of value. 1, 3, 8 and 4.
1, 3, 8 and 4 from Dean, 1, 4, 8 and 6 from Warren. Race number two, another maiden for the 3-year-old fillies over 1,205 metres. The 1, 6 and 14 are out. 8 Pinion, the favourite at 390, 440 for the 4 Make Mine Hennessy, 7 Panilla at 5. 13 White Time, 550, $6 for the 12 Swirl Girl, 11 Stratego at $8.50. Double figure odds the others. Dean, kick us off race number two.
Riley, I'm going with Pinion here. I think both runs have been pretty sound. It's drawn a gate to get a lovely run. 7 Pernillas, drawn a bit wide, but it's only one turn there at sale. It's not a real disadvantage. Both runs also have been sound. Swirl Girl's working up to winning form. It'll be competitive, and I thought Stratego has trialled up quite well. Had a couple of jump outs, looks ready to go. Showed a little bit last time in and might be the one a little bit over the odds, but a very even maiden for mine. 8, 7, 12 and 11.
8, 7, 12, 11. Warren?
I'm with 4 Make Mine Hennessy. It's only around the one bend into the home straight here from the shoot start at the 1,200, so the wide barrier draw is not that much of a disadvantage. I'm going to go with 4 Make Mine Hennessy, who I thought two runs to date have been solid. Didn't mind a recent jump out, although she's got a bit to learn, of number 9, Princess Maribel. The blinkers are off and the nose roll goes on here. And her debut run was on rain-affected ground, so she'll be on firmer ground here. Looks to have improved during a break. 8 Pinion and 7 Panilla certainly in the mix in what Dean outlined, and I agree is an even race. 4, 9, 8, 7.
4, 9, 8, 7. 8, 7, 12, 11 from Dean. Race 2 at sale. Race number 3 is over the 1,205 metres again. Scratchings here. The 1, 4, 5, 6, 8 and 13. Market favourite, the 10 Irish Butterfly at $2.25. $5 for the 9 Gold Spark. 11 Taxi at $5.50. 2 Captain Robe at $8. And 15, the Great Bratsky at 11, heading those at longer odds. What do you like in race number 3, Warren?
Another even race, Riley. I'm going to go with 2 Captain Robe. I thought, albeit in a bunch finish, I like the effort finishing off on debut 1,100 metres out to 1,200 metres here on the home track. Suits, second go. 2, for me, had a 14 Tiny Hussy, who I think's big odds, and he's going well, can get a cheap run from the draw, not badly treated with the claim. Didn't mind a recent jump out of 9 Gold Spark, just trucking up nicely behind them. Looked to have plenty to offer without really being tested. And Irish Butterfly in the mix for me. The debut run was solid enough. The form through the race is okay, and she looks to have trialled up fairly. 2, 14, 9 and 10.
2, 14, 9 and 10. What do you like here, Dean?
I'm going with 11 Taxi here, Riley. I thought both runs last time in was ambitiously placed on debut and then probably had enough second up. Recent jump out looked pretty good. Damien Oliver taking the ride. I just think it's good odds at around the $5.50. Irish Butterflies trial well and will certainly be very competitive. Number 3, Cicciolo. It was more like CCTV than a video of its recent trial at sale. It was very hard to spot it, but might have spotted spot a couple of burglars, but I didn't spot the horse that well. It looked to go okay. Really interesting, too. It's managing part owner's Kevin Sheedy, Warren, and I don't know if you've noticed the colours, but they're black with a red and yellow cross sash, so he's representing both clubs that he's involved in.
Being very politically correct, is Sheeds. And it's great to get the vision of those jump outs, Dean. I just think that maybe a zoom is an important feature if you're doing the ones when they're starting in a track a fair way away from where the camera is.
Yeah, and being filmed in sepia is not ideal. But I've put it in for third. Look to go okay, I think. And Gold Spark, as you mentioned, trialled up okay under a hold at Flemington recently. 11-10-3-9.
11-10-3-9, 2-14-9 and 10 from Warren. Race number four at Sale. We are scratching free here and racing over 2,219 metres to American Ear, the favourite at 310. 9 Skelm at 370, 390 for 5 Coherence. 12 Postmistress at $9.50. The 3 Baldy at 10 and 4 Chabra Charlie at $12. Had those at double figure odds. Race number four at Sale, Dean.
Yeah, the recurring theme of this, Riley, is that one of these is going to have a day. They've all had a few goes. The main chances, Coherence is going okay. I thought he's run at Geelong, had merit. It was a slowly run race in a sprint home, and he was just out-sprinted late by Storm Train, but he's going to win one pretty soon. American Ear comes through the same race. He's there with a good chance. There's never much between these sort of horses. Skelm, he's sort of the fresh blood in the longer distance maidens, but he gets Damien Oliver and out to the longer trip, and Chabba Charlie, I was giving a chance to Stony Creek, just didn't look like he handled the track at all there, and now out to a longer trip on a quick backup with a claim might be an improver. 5, 2, 9, and 4.
5, 2, 9, and 4. What are you like here, Warren?
I'm going with American Ear, and I just think fourth up here, coming through the same race as Coherence. I like the strength that American Ear showed there. It was a bit of a sprint home, as Dean outlined, but I think Dean said it's going to be a birthday for one of them. I'm thinking it's American Ears. I'm keen on two here, ahead of Coherence through the same form line. I just thought with a little bit more improvement and the way that American Ear finished off last start, today could be his day. Skelm's getting fitter also, getting out to a trip for the new camp, and Baldy's been a bit of a constant in some of these types of races, should get a nice run from the draw. Maybe not a race to be keen on, but I'm keen on two ahead of 5, 9, and 3.
2, 5, 9, and 3. 5, 2, 9, 4 from Dean. Race number four, Sale. Fifth is over 1,400 and 11 metres. We're scratching free. 6, True Magic, the favourite, 290. 480 for 5, Dental. 2, 4, Sisters at 5. 4, Love in the City, $6.50. Number 7, Magnica at $8. 3, Chattering at 9. And number 9, Lady Annabelle at 10. Heads those at double figure odds. Warren, you can kick us off here, Sale. Race number five.
I could have something each way, Love in the City, at those odds are available. $6, tab.com.au, fixed odds. I think she's going well, fitter for a couple of runs back from a spell, and maps well. 4 ahead of 3 Chattering, who got out late and charged at Stony Creek last start. Arguably a touch unlucky there not to run down Savvy Shields, who'd ridden the speed. True Magic looks to have trialled up okay to resume here, and Dental gets the blinkers on. Would need to improve, but capable of doing so, has won here. 4 each way, of 3, 6, and 5.
4, 3, 6, 5. Dean, what do you like here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with True Magic. I think she's trialled up okay. She was asked a lot of her in her first campaign, and it was only the third run in the Ethereal where she failed. Her first two runs were good. I'm going to go with her. Magnica has got a chance here. Damien Oliver to ride. I think she'll be competitive. Dental's there, fitter for one run in, and Love in the City certainly ran well second up. Again, not a lot between these. I just thought True Magic might be the one with a bit more scope. 6, 7, 5, and 4.
6, 7, 5, and 4. 4, 3, 6, and 5 from Warren. Race number 6 is over 2,219 metres. The 3 and the 7 are out. Fixed odds favourite, the 1, Kothu Rothy at 310. 440 for 6, Delightful Forever. 5, Assertive Star at 550. 4, Z Star at 650. 650 also for the 8, Champagne Knights. And 2, the Delphi is at 7, longer odds the others. What do you like here, Dean?
I'm going to go with Kothu Rothy. He's got a big weight, but he did last start and he ran well. He just peaked on his run late. I think he's come up well. He's better known as a jumper, but he's in a 58 grade here. Clayton Douglas knows him well. I'm going with him to beat 2, the Delphi, who fought back to beat his stablemate Lofty Heights here just before Christmas. He jumps to 2,200, but he looks like a Dow sort of staying type. Champagne Knights has stuck on one win in her career, but her three runs for the Monica Sid stable have been terrific. She really hit the line well last start and can be competitive again, and Zed Star broke through for a win last start at Mornington. Looks some hope again. 1, 2, 8, and 4.
1, 2, 8, 4. Warren?
Same at the top end for me. I think the progression for Kodoo Roddy is ideal. It's a modest race. He's up there in the weights, but he's a big, strong horse, and he's looking for this distance now, and he might just grind them into the ground. One ahead of the Delphi, who was good winning an easier race last start, but the step up in distance should suit. The claim's also a positive, although Lofty Heights has been arguably disappointing since. Champagne Knights is going well for the new stable, and I'll put Delightful Forever in as next best. 1, 2, 8, 6.
1, 2, 8, and 6 there from Warren. 1, 2, 8, 4 from Dean. Race number 7, we are scratching free. Benchmark 70 over the 1,728 metres. 3, Tranquil Miss, the favourite at 280. 3.40 for 5, Cape Richards. 6, Come On Carl at 5.50. 4, Cavaliero, $7.50. 8 Times a Lady at $8. 9 for the 2, Kalama Bay. And we're looking at $21 and up for the others. Warren, what do you like here, race 7?
Well, she can be a little bit hit and miss, Tranquil Miss. She's one of Dean's absolute favourites, and she just doesn't like going to Caulfield, but she doesn't mind going to Sale, and I think she can run well here. 3 ahead of 5, Cape Richards, who was slowly away but still ran well last start, will be fitter. Come On Carl is as fit as he can get, but he's racing well, and 8 Times a Lady next best, who may well be looking for this trip now. But I think Tranquil Miss is probably got the best turn of foot here. 3, 5, 6, 8.
3, 5, 6, 8. Are you with one of your favourites here, Dean?
It's like breaking up with a girlfriend here. Riley, I'm going against her. I'm going with Cape Richards. I think he's a really smart horse. I thought first up he had no chance given the way the race was run. He ran really well. I think up to 1,700's the go. Tranquil Miss had an exhibition gallop at Caulfield last Saturday in preparation for this without a rider, but she's going well. She's a 4-time winner at the track. She's certainly the danger, and I think they're the only two you need for the quaddie, personally. 5 and 3. 6, Come On Carl, was good winning at Cranbourne. He's a pretty reliable sort of horse. He'll run well again. And 2, Kalama Bay, off the Burrumbeek Cup win. But 5 and 3 stand out a bit for me. 5, 3, 6, 2.
5, 3, 6, 2. 3, 5, 6, and 8 from Warren. Race number 8 at Sale is a benchmark 64 over 1,105 metres. We are scratching free here. 3, Buradley, the favourite at 370, 7 Norton at 390, 1 Steel of Madrid 550, 550 also for the 4 Devil's Reign, 2 Classy Rebel at 7, and $10 for the 10 Coral Rose, $12 and up the others, Dean.
Yeah, I'll take on this favourite, Boo Radley. He's a bit of a problem even getting in the barriers. So I'm with 7 Norton. I think this is probably the horse that has brought Damien Lane to this meeting. I think he's had the 2 runs back. He closed off, I thought, really well at Caulfield. He was scratched earlier in the week from a race at Caulfield over a very suitable trip. But he's well placed here. I think he's part-owned, Warren, by Dean Hawkes, who's Damien Lane's manager. And I think he might get the money here, Norton, to beat 4 Devil's Reign, who failed down the straight second up, but his maiden win was really good, beating a subsequent winner in Sunshine Jimmy. 10 Coral Rose. I liked her at big odds last start. The key to her is dry ground. She gets it again today, and she's right down in the weights. And 2 Classy Rebel. Trialed, jumped out at Cranbourne about 3 weeks ago and looked pretty comfortable in a jump out. This is about his trip. He'll get a good run from the draw with a good jockey. It's quite a competitive race, but I think 7 will run really well. 7, 4, 10, 2.
7, 4, 10, 2. Warren?
Yeah, I know he can be a bit of a trick, Boo Radley, but I think he's coming to hand well. He gets the barrier blanket and the earmuffs going on today. So that's an indication that he's not a push-button horse, but he does have talent. 3, Boo Radley. Ahead of Norton, who I think is raced by Cheryl Carey in partnership with Dean Hawkes. So Pat would be certainly wanting to Norton to run well to get home and have a nice feed tonight. But he's going well, and as Dean said, scratched from a race to be reserved for this. Classy Rebels jumped out nicely, and Steel of Madrid's down in grade on his first up run behind Starfall. That form's obviously strong. 3, 7, 2, 1.
3, 7, 2, and 1 from Warren. 7, 4, 10, and 2 from Dino. Lucky Last at Sale is a benchmark 58 over the 1,411 metres. The 1, 2, 11, 15 and 16 all out. 10 Clean Achiever, the favourite at $3.90, $4 for the 8 Tourniquet, 7 Royal Zephyr at 6, 3 Notable Choice at 7, $7.50 for the 9 Raspberry Beret. They're the main ones in the market. What do you like here, Warren?
trimmed up Royal Zephyr during the morning, but I still think that's a little bit of value around about the $6 you referenced there. Seven ahead of eight, Tourniquet, who's going well, and another ride for Damien Oliver today down at Sale. Clean Achiever's in the mix, I just think a little bit under the odds, but fitter for one run back from a spell. And an interesting run is Raspberry Beret for Joe Waldron over from New Zealand, setting up a base here, and the New Zealand form solid enough, might be able to run well on the fresh side. Seven each way ahead of 8, 10 and 9.
7, 8, 10, 9, and Dean, the lucky last.
Yeah, pretty similar, Riley. I'm going with 8, Tourniquet. I think he's close to a win. This is a pretty ordinary race. 7, Royal Zephyr's close to a win also. I thought 10, Clean Achievers, well enough found in the market, but will be competitive, and I'll put No Nonsense Ned in. I thought just might get a cheap run from the draw. Hasn't yet fired at 1,400, but on the home track might be next best. 8, 7, 10, 14.
8, 7, 10 and 14. That wraps up nine races at Sale. Time for Best Ruffy, Quaddy and Play of the Day. And Warren, you can kick us off.
I'm going to go with American Ear in a distance maiden, but can be fraught with danger, but I think it might be his birthday today. Race 4, number 2 is my best. And the last, race 9, number 7, Royal Zephyr each way at some value. For the Quaddy, first league numbers 1, 2 and 8. Second league numbers 3, 5, 6 and 8. Third leg 1, 2, 3 and 7. Home with numbers 7, 8, 9 and 10. And race 7, I think we can narrow down to three main chances. I'm going to play Quinella's Exactas and Trifectas in race 7 with numbers 3, 5 and 6 as my play of the day.
Dino.
Riley, my best is race 7, number 5, Cape Richards. My best value is race 3, number 11, Taxi. Quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 4, 6, 8. Second leg 3 and 5. Third leg 1, 2, 4, 7 and 10. Last leg 7, 8, 10 and 14. Play of the day, parlay 2, 3. All for the win. Race 3, number 11, Taxi. Race 7, number 5, Cape Richards. Race 8, number 7, Norton.
Good stuff, Dino. Thank you, and the best of luck today.
Thanks, Riley.
Dean Lester signing off. And Warren, thank you to you. Good luck there at Sale today. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Riley.